Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's your girl, Makisha Clayton Lee. I just want to always start off with thanking the listeners. Thank you for taking your time out of your day and going back to hear the show or listen to the show live as we speak. I just, again, want to appreciate you and thank you for your time. As you know, this show was created to be a listening ear and a place you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. So our quote for this month is, when you support a small business, you support dream. And the reason why I picked this is because we are connecting with small businesses from different industries, and they're coming on the show to talk about their vision, they're talking about the products, they're talking about how you can connect with them so we can all pour into small businesses. So, you know, this is going to be May and June. I will interview different business owners from different industries, and they will just tell us about their business, share with us so we can learn from their business and plug in and help them build their business. So, you know, our saying for 2021 is our global saying is that we want 2021 vision that we should want to become better versions of ourselves. We want to be a better person every day. You want to become better every day, a better version of yourself. So again, we're talking about small businesses. So it should, you know, I'm going to have you some statistics. So in 2019, the U.S. Census says that the annual survey of entrepreneurs, that there are 9.9 million women-owned businesses. Let me read that to you again. The U.S. Census says that there are 9.9 million women-owned businesses. So today I have a lovely young lady that fits right into this category that we're speaking of this Business Bureau in about how 9.9 million women own businesses, and this young lady has her business. Let me just give you a little bit of information on her bio. Mervana Young, she is a self-taught chef. Ooh, you know we love to eat. She inherited her culinary skills. Birth kissed the chef. Now that is absolutely amazing. I love that, you know, because we've been knowing that all our life, but I think that is perfect that she captured that. Chef Bunny used traditional Southern menu items paired with a popular twist and her own creative flair that gives you taste buds, a Sunday dinner in every bite. Girl, you know we're from the South, and we love to eat and some good food. Every picture cue Drew and Worth entry comes out of her kitchen is served with good and hospitality and with lots of love. Make you want to lick your scream, hashtag lick your scream or whatever. That is absolutely clever. I like that. And I know I've seen some of her pictures and different things, and I'm just waiting for her to have this pop-up shop in Atlanta. I'm going to bring her on air. And her name is Mervana Young. Miss Mervana. Girl.
Hi.
I just need you to come on to Atlanta and do the pop-up shop. What's the problem? I mean, let's get it popping.
I'm coming. Hello, everyone. Good evening. I have to make it to Atlanta. You know, that's my place.
Yes.
I'm trying to come sooner than you probably think.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see. Like I said, social media is, you know, especially for small business, social media is a major platform we use mm-hmm. to get our message out and different things like that. So do you believe there's some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur? I'm asking all the people who come on my show this particular question because I want to hear everybody kind of perspective on this because, you know, you see some people have 1,000 likes and some people may only have 2 likes. So do you think that there's mm-hmm. some kind of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur?
When doing online, I definitely do believe there is a formula. And even offline, I feel like the formula is consistency. If you have consistency in your business and you can be malleable, you know, you are aware of the changes, aware of the popular trends and things that's going on and kind of hop on them, especially with social media. It's like once your 15 minutes are gone, you could probably never get that back. And that's one of the things that I am teaching myself again is how to use Instagram and social media for my business. Like, I've always used it in a personal aspect, but once I stepped over into the business realm, I was like, all right, these people are getting thousands of views. People are getting contracts. People are getting endorsements. Like, now you have to think of social media as a job. And so once I put on social media is a job hat, or, you know, this contributes to your income, I look at it a little bit more different. And so I have teenagers, so my daughters, they keep me up, you know, on the trends, and, you know, reels are popular now. So I'm just trying to stay current so I can get Kiss the Chef out to the world.
I understand. So how did your idea of your business come about? Like, were you just sitting, like, what – have you been cooking your whole life? Like, what made you, how did this idea come about for you?
So, I mean, I love to eat. I love everything food. I love how food looks. I love how food tastes. And I was like a habitual person that ate out. Maybe every day I ate out. And after a while of, one, looking at my bank account decreasing, and I wasn't satisfied with the food, and that's what started me to cooking. Like, every woman in my family knows how to cook, right? Mm-hmm. And so I watched them. I watched my grandmother when I was younger in the kitchen cooking Sunday dinner, cooking meals for 30, 40 people in this little kitchen. And I'm like, how is she pulling this off, right? And so I kind of tapped into my inherent cooking skills. In 2015, I learned that my health was starting to decrease. And at the time, I worked for the state, and my job was really intense. It was a lot of sitting. It was a lot of hours. And my health just declined drastically from about 2015 to 2018. And myself being an independent woman and working and taking care of my kids to not being able to walk some days, it really put a damper on my mental health, on my physical health. And again, because I like to eat and I was embarrassed because I had a cane or I had crutches, I had a limp, I didn't feel comfortable, I couldn't sit down for long periods of time. And so I just started the things that I liked. I started with, like, okay, I like this from this particular restaurant, but I don't like this, so I'm going to make it how I want to make it. And just being in my kitchen and kind of got away from that mental escape of, dang, I'm down in the dumps today because mentally I'm down because physically I can't walk today, or I couldn't go to my daughter's basketball game. So my love for eating and just trying to find an escape from that mental darkness, I started cooking. And I mean, I guess I was pretty good because everybody who had my food was like, you need to sell this, girl. And I'm not really a people person. I love people. Yeah. People love me. But I was just like, customer service is, you know, not my thing. I didn't think it was my thing. But once I told God, like, this is what I wanted to do, he literally aligned everything, things that I needed to fix, you know, physically, mentally, whatever, for my business. He did that. So I just jumped off the porch in 2018 in October, and I started my business, and I haven't looked back since.
Is absolutely amazing. Like, you took a situation in your life and you was like, you know what, I can dwell on the past, but I'm going to find something that I can put this energy into my strength in to make me feel better. I think that is so commendable for you, Melissa. That's
Thank
really commendable
you.
Because some people don't. They just go into depression and they don't have, you know, an outlet where they can report. You know, they would eat, you know, what you call it, binge eat because you're depressed and stuff like that. But you was like, let me try out this. And see. I think that's pretty commendable for you. I think that's pretty.
No, I did give them.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying I did have a little bout of depression because it was like my life completely stopped. It had to change mm-hmm. in every sense of the word. I couldn't go to my daughter's basketball games. I couldn't hang out. I couldn't do this, you know, and so I had to basically drag myself out of that dark place. And I was like, all right, Bonnie, at that time I wasn't really like Team G-Man, you know, me and God, we all kind of have an understanding, but I really wasn't on that side yet. So it was kind of like, all right, how do I get myself out of this dark place, right? And so I took the steps to get to the light. And then from there, he just, you know, turned it on high voltage and we rocking.
I see, girl. You're flooding out because I know this week just got a deal with someone that's going to be delivering your food, right?
I thought that
is pretty amazing you're going to have that type of reach. You know, that is a very salutable, man, for you to do that. I was so happy when I saw that. So listen to this. So are you doing like meal prep? Like are you taking orders? Like how can people connect if they want some KissChef Gourmet meals.
So right now I am located in Portland, Oregon, the Portland Northwest. And yes, there are black people here. And so right now I'm doing just about everything, you know, like, again, once I placed my dream on the table in God's kitchen, I was like, listen, I need you to make things work for me. You know, like this is kind of all that I have at this point, and I'm rocking with it. So I'm doing classes. If you don't live in Oregon and you want a class, you know, we can do a virtual class. I'm in-person class, and this is new too. This was something that I was like, all right, Bonnie, put it out there, because again, people do ask me these things, you know, and once COVID hit, it kind of had to change how a lot of businesses moved. So I got kind of tech savvy, you know, with the videos and the Zoom and things like that. So, you know, if you're a single lady like myself and you want to manifest that man and you want to do that by cooking, we can have a cooking class. If you want to teach your kids how to make quick meals while you're out running errands, we can do that. I'm also doing meal prep. I gear more towards private catering just because with, you know, everything happening with COVID, want to keep the numbers down. And because I'm the CEO, the sous chef, the chef, the accountant, I'm everything. So in order for me to present my clients with quality, I cut my caterings off at 75 people, because I know I can do that by myself, right? Until God places some people in my life to take the reins in other areas that I need them to. So I do private caterings up to 75 people. It could be 1 to 75 people. You can reach me via email at kissthechefcatering18@gmail.com. My Instagram is kissthechefcatering18. My Facebook is Lick Your Screen or whatever. And my web address is www.kissthechefonline.com. I tried to keep everything simple and uniform. So those are the ways that you can reach me. I am looking at doing a pop-up shop in different cities, just because I know a lot of people and they like, listen, sis, if you are not shipping, you need to be coming. So so if you want to see me in your city, reach out to me in one of those and make it happen.
Well, you know your girl trying to reach out for this hot Atlanta situation. So that's coming to a theater near you.
That's coming soon.
I'm definitely wanting that. So I've been so for months, so I'm super excited about that. So just tell me, so how has it, what's your most satisfying moment in business? Like, what's giving you the satisfactory in knowing that, you know, your customer service, like you said, you know that you can only do 75 people. You know your capacity because you want to make sure you can give 100%. What gate did mm-hmm. you, like, have a client that you did, you know, have more than 75? Well, how did you know that you had to cut it off at 75? Just asking, just out of curiosity.
Well, the reason I cut it off at 75 is just I had one of my very first caterings. It was mm-hmm. a wedding for 75 people, and
okay.
they wanted a taco bar, like full spread, and I was like, all right, let me test this to see if I can do this by myself, and I did it. I knocked it out the park, and then every time since then, when I do my pop-ups during the week, I cut my meals off at a certain number. Nobody ever knows what the number is, but I do, because I like to have that element of exclusivity, right? Because we do too live in a world where kind of like, ooh, I got the Willy Wonka golden ticket and you don't, right?
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
When I initially started my business, it was like, okay, I never was a person I wanted to do what everybody else was doing, right? So I was like,
mm-hmm.
how can I come into this scene and take advantage of it for me and make it work for me? And I was scared to do this. You know, I always saw like pre-ordering for, you know, games and concerts and shoes. And I'm like, I rarely see people doing that for food, right? And I'm
yeah.
like, ooh, but that sounds crazy. Are people going to pay me in advance? And, you know, sometimes weeks in advance to have food and I stepped out. And I mean, I was scared. We launched on December 18th, 2018, and I was so nervous because I was like, wow, okay, these people have sent me their money. Like, people had sent me their money like 2 months in advance. Like, I don't
wow.
care what you're cooking. Tell me what it is, and I know it's going to be good, and I'm going to be there to pick it up. Just tell me when it comes. And on our opening day, I made $3,000. And I was just blown away because I was like, you know, I made money with the state. And I was like, wow, like, I can really do this. And that was just one day for 4 hours. And I was like, all right, Johnny. So once my brain got to kicking like that, I was like, all right, this is how many people we're going to cut it off. Because
yeah.
I eat. You know, I'm a consumer mm-hmm. as well as a business owner. So it's like, I want my food to be hot. I want my food
exactly.
to look good when it gets to me.
Right,
so
right.
because I have that side of being a consumer, I apply everything that I will want as a consumer to reflect in my customer service towards my clients. So
I always have
now cut it off at 75. So if it's not that much, okay, I have room to do extra. If it is at that much, then cool. Once the Lord, like I said, places people in a bigger
mm-hmm.
place for me to branch out, then I'm going to do
yeah.
that. But right now I work with what I got, and what I got is working.
And that's good because you being a good steward of what you got so he can trust you with enough. So that's why I asked, like, why did you decide to do that? Now, you know what I'm saying? So I was just wondering this story because
mm-hmm.
I know if you be faithful of a few things, he said he'll make you rule over much.
He'll
so
give you much.
So I was trying to see, test you, see where you were going at. That was a trick question, but you passed. You passed. You passed. What is your favorite dish to cook? What is your go-to meal like with Mavani? Like, what do you like? What's your favorite food that you like to cook for you?
I can eat. I'm a fan of Italian food and seafood and salad. So
mm-hmm.
you can give me that any day of the week and I'll eat it. My go-to to make for me is probably like some macaroni and cheese. They love the macaroni and cheese. It's called 14K mac and cheese. Probably some macaroni and cheese, like some stuffed salmon, some asparagus, or some Brussels sprouts. Might throw in a lamb chop on the side just in case I want a little variety.
Girl, you're not playing no game.
That's why I can't lose weight.
Girl, you ain't playing. Like, here, I'm thinking you might go say, oh, girl, I'd like to make some pasta, some girl, you look like, let me show you what a chef do, honey. I got all varieties. Oh, my God.
I told you I like to eat now.
Hey, I do too. I am a foodie. My sister's going to say, one thing about Keisha, you want to know, she's going to eat seven times a day. The reason why is because I eat small portions. It's not like I'm eating seven big meals. And so I eat small portions.
Tell them
it's about
family.
But I'm going to eat seven times. Hey, that is a guarantee. That's three meals and a whole bunch of snacks. And that's just keeping
a whole bunch of snacks.
A whole bunch of snacks. So that's just what I like. So, you know, I just think it's so, you know, I've been knowing you since you was a young lady, like a teenager. And
yes. This
is just gives me so much joy to be able to do a 360 with you. Like, night coming to see the queen that you have become. You know, it just gives me great joy to see flourishing that you have grown and your business has grown and continues to grow, right? And I just pray that, like you said, the right people that God has aligned to continue to make this empire, you know, enlarge your territory. You know, it's going to be the right people at the right time. So I just pray that you get connected to that right thing and that you can expand. So I want to be able to see you on Oprah, being top chef or somewhere. Are you even competing in, girl, do you watch Chopped?
I haven't watched Chopped, and someone else was telling me to watch it. I just feel like sometimes, too, that's intimidating.
No, that is going to be your zhuzh, girl. You need to watch.
I need to put that on my watch list.
That needs to be something that you sit down and you watch and you see how these chefs are so clever with the mysteries in the box, and they have to put these meals together. You may be in that situation, and you host her to help you navigate. I can see you competing on it. I can see you competing on that and winning your, it's like $10,000. Girl, what you can do a
lot
of
money. Yeah, they win a lot of money. I might have to check out what that audition is.
Yes. Send your tape with your lamb chop and your stuffed salmon and what else you said and your
some mac and cheese and some Brussels sprouts.
Yes. Send in that tape, honey. They'll probably call you up quickly to come and do it. I'm super uber excited about you. So meal prep. So if people want to get with you with meal prep and all that stuff, they could just go on your website and connect you on social media and different things like that.
Yes.
Pretty exciting. And you're definitely going to keep me posted when you come to Atlanta, because I'm going to be there to support you and know that the dumping ground is here when you post.
Thank you.
Stuff,
I appreciate you.
Advertise it, just let me know. And your mama already, Miss Carla already know, girl. Miss Carla.
You know, that's my girl. That's my number one fan.
She's your number one, uno one. You know what I'm saying? So she was, like I said, last year when I was doing small businesses, she put that business name in the hat. I said, oh, look at Miss Carla. She's like, Bonnie. I was like, yes.
She does not play. Even some days, she's like, when did you start cooking like this? I don't know. And it's so bad now, to the point where, like, my friends and my customers, you know, they're almost spoiled in a sense. I really just opened back up, honestly, last week. I have been down because I had two hip replacements. And I had them, like, back to back. Yeah. I found out when I was talking about my health, I found out I had avascular necrosis. And so what it is basically you don't get any blood flow to your hips and your bones, and, you know, they dry out because there's no calcium and things. And for 5 years, from 2015 until 2020, my hips were collapsing from under me. That was one of the reasons I quit my job, is because I was like, I'm missing too many days. And say, for instance, something happens to me, they're going to have somebody in my seat before it is even you know, pulled down. I said, so what are you going to do to secure your future, to secure your children's future, to make sure that you guys are straight? Because, again, I am a single mom, right? And I thank God for giving me the strength to even do that, because that's a job in itself. So when your life completely changes, I was kind of like, all right, it was almost like God had to use my paint me to my purpose, because I was so independent. Like, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I was so independent, you know, like everything was me. And I wouldn't lean on anybody. I don't care who it was. And sometimes I feel like God has to break you down almost sometimes physically for him to build you up the way he wants to build you up, right? And so I feel like once I took that leap, he just started to build me up. He started to change things about me, because, again, you've known me for 20-plus years, right, at this point. And, you know, I ain't always been this Bonnie. I didn't have trials and tribulations, a jail record, things like that, you know. But God changes those whose hearts he knows. And I just feel like he's really taken the reins of my business. Mm-hmm. And so once I fully recovered from my surgeries, because besides my hip collapsing, I was in 4 car accidents. And so all these things happened within a span of 22 months of being in 4 car accidents, 3 hip surgeries, 2 hip replacements. It was just a lot. And so I'm just so thankful that my customers, you know, my clients, my cousins is what I call them, because my food is like Sunday dinner vibes, you know. You don't care what's going on. When you go to your grandma's house, your auntie's house, you're going to – that food brings a different – energy to you, right? So my cousins, my customer cousins, they, you know, they've been encouraging, they've been patient with me, but now they're like, all right, sis, we see you posting these food and we sick of licking our screen, so can we get some food? So now I'm back to doing my pop-ups every Friday. And, you know, we just winging it.
I mean, that is so inspiring that you said that he used your pain. You know, and you know, we as women, we're so independent. And I had to tell my child the exact same thing, which is not bad. But I think what we miss the word. It's not independent. Because now you're dependent on God and to give you the strength. But see, we get that confused because we want to just be independent and do it ourselves, because we were taught that we came from a single home family with your mom, and your mom had to do it, your grandmama had to do it. So that's all you ever seen was just getting it, right? And, you know, that's the point where you have to cut that switch off and become interdependent, when you interdependent on God to help you, to push you through, and he'll align people. He'll give you the right steps. He'll order your steps, and all the different things come into play. Like, you see the big picture now. Like you said, we all have to fall short. So that God can use a donkey, okay? It's just if you're available to be used, you know what I'm saying? So you are showing
me. You're acting like a donkey sometimes.
That's okay. But look at you now. Look at what you allow God. Yes, look what you allow God to do, and he gets the glory from it. And like I said, I'm praying that the right people, the right chef, sous chef, the right accounting person, the right marketing team, everybody gets surrounded around you, that God has aligned your destiny dreamers and visionaries who God connects to you to help you build this vision. That is my prayer for you. And I look forward to talking to you. This is what I tell all my business owners who's been coming on the show. In 9 months, I want to recap to see where you at and how you, where you have came in those 9 months. Because think about it. You have a baby in 9 months, and every month, every trimester, that baby grow and develop, right? So so it's the exact same person in natural and in spirit, right? So it's every trimester you're going to have different things. I want to see you in 9 months. See what keeps the chef adventure and how it has grown and developed. I know it's going to be greatness because I've been watching. I was like, dang,
it feels so fast. Like, it feels so fast. I'm like, wow, it'll be 3 years coming up soon, you know? And realistically, for more than half of that, I've been ill while still doing this. I mean, it was days I was doing pop-ups, and then for 2 days I couldn't get out the bed, but it was like, like, this is what I asked for, so do it. And,
I checked that off. I checked that off. I dig that, girl. That is so, inspiring to me.
Open the doors.
That is so inspiring to me to hear that, because in spite of your pain, you are still pressing through. It reminds you of the woman with the issue of blood, right? Her pain, mm-hmm. she had a purpose, and she did what she did. So you got a purpose, and you're going to exceed. Because like I said, I've been watching you, and you have a praying mama. You got a praying mama.
Okay.
You know, I know Miss Carla.
It don't get nowhere else.
I know I'm going to get to where the prayers is going. You got a praying mama, okay? So you in the game. You come. You know,
I'm in the game. That's the thing. I just have a great support system like you and people who know me this whole time, because some days I'd be wanting to, you know, call it quits.
Can't,
like, I'm
can't
go
quit.
Back working for the state.
No,
but
girl,
I,
you can't call it quits.
You know, whenever I try to quit, God shows me like, oh, here you go, you know, because sometimes with being an entrepreneur, it's God testing me? Is he showing me the signs to keep going, or is he seeing if I should, you know, is he telling me to stop? And that's the that's where I've been. And I mean, literally everything that I wrote on my vision board for my business, big and small, has been coming to fruition. And so it's almost like I'm scared to even put things out there to God, like, Lord, I want this, because it's kind of like, you're like, oh, you want that? Here it is, girl, you know, and so I'm just working on the kinks of me, because I feel like although the food is here, you know, and it's doing well, I don't feel like that's the end all for me, right? Like, I feel like, again, the issue with the blood, my pain is for a purpose. I, you know, have been transparent with, like, my walk with God, you know, even my health, even, you know, the struggles of a business owner and doing things that necessarily people don't do, you know, people reach out to me like, you are so strong, you inspire me. And so it's like, okay, God, you're using me for a purpose, right? I don't understand all the time what it is, but if you keep opening the doors and you keep making a way, I'm going to keep serving your purpose. Now, at the end of the road, can I have a husband? Because, listen, I want a reward.
Hey, put that on your vision board, baby. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do, honey. But you want to be specific, baby.
I'm
being
specific.
You know what I'm saying? You better make sure you lay that thing out plain and clear.
We got about 6 pages.
Yes.
So, you know,
Hold on. Time out. Did you just say 6 pages?
Oh, yes, I have about 6 pages, you know, because three are like the things I know I need to work on, the things that I have worked on, because I'm like, oh, I need my man to be this, so I have to be this to match it, right? Like, I want to complete, I want to compliment my mate, my husband.
Amen.
So I'm like, okay, she sees things in me, so the things that I'm asking for, I mean, in anything that I do, though, like, fix me to make me the person to receive those type of things that I'm asking for.
That's good. That's a beautiful lot. That's good.
I just try to, that's the motto, really, I go into my business every day, like, okay, Bonnie, you know you want this done. Become the person to get that thing, you know, because you have to do the work with the manifestations and with praying to God. You still have to do the work. I can't
say
I want to be a $1 billion business and I want to sleep all day. Like, that's not going to happen.
No, that is.
So, I know, I'm sorry, I went on a tangent, but I just, I know. So it's excited because it's like, I never would have thought I even would have been here. I would have thought, you know, at this age, literally, I would have been dead for real. Like, a couple of times I should have been dead. And it's like, all right, like, this is something I'm supposed to be doing. That's how I just look at it, is like the shoe fits. This is my Cinderella shoe. No matter if I try to take it off, somebody try to put it on themselves, somebody try to rearrange it, change the color, it's still my shoe. So I need to do everything in life and lean on God for the things I can't accomplish to make sure me and my shoe get to the finish line.
Girl, you are spitting wisdom, honey. You are spitting wisdom. To be your age, you know, because I know your age, cause I know your age, because I've been knowing you since you were a little young girl. But I see the wisdom, and with that, you know, you can't do nothing but respect that, right? And like I said, I can see you on a cover of a magazine with your shelf, Kiss the Shelf. I can literally see you doing spreads, cooking for celebrities, and doing things, prestige people, and I can see you doing that. I literally can, like, I literally can see it, like, visualize it as we speak.
No,
because remember we said we gonna have your dream, the people who's assigned to you that help you get you to your purpose, because you have them dream helpers, right? And the God assigned them to you to help you get to your purpose, and it ain't gonna, and you don't get there fast. So I want you to just keep on being faithful with your 75. But your 75 is going to quadruple. No. I'm telling you, your 75 is going to quadruple. And you're going to have, I'm telling you, you're going to have so much. You're going to have like 4 or 5 restaurants. Your Kiss the Chef is going to be a franchise. So I'm just saying, just keep being faithful. Be faithful with the 75 and just keep trusting God that he put everything before his feet, and watch him open up doors that no man can shut. I'm telling you, 9 months, I want to talk to you. 9 months, I want to talk to you again.
Okay.
I want to talk to you again. 9 months, because like I said, this is your baby. This is your purpose. This is what you're birthing. Every trimester, you're going to have growth. Every trimester, you're going to have growth. Every trimester, you're going to see it changes and blossom and grow. I'm telling you, where you 9 months. We're going to talk again.
I receive it.
And yes. Well, Miss Kiss the Chef, it's been so fun. And like I said, I'm just super excited to just be able to just see your growth and just connect
with you again.
And it's going to be amazing to see your testimony, young lady. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you for
and
having
And your
me.
Husband
Thank
to be
you.
Coming.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Now, I don't know that about that. Hopefully he comes too. But I know this business is about to be.
If nothing else comes through, I know this business is going to come through.
We can pray together on that one, but I'm just a perfection of this business. I can pray with the Lord.
I've just been leaving that one in the wind. Like, Lord, it's out there now. Do what you wish with it. It's out there.
But it's been such a great time talking to you. And
I had an amazing time talking to you.
Oh, my God. It's been so fun. Make sure you give Miss Carla the biggest hug for me. I have so much respect for your mom. Your mom, I was telling Kevin the other day, I was like, man, Miss Carla is that person that you ain't changed a bit. You know, that you can just enjoy her conversation and just like she's loving. And I know, you know, just make sure you give her a big old hug. Say, Makisha told me to give you a big
old
hug.
I will. I'm going to see her tonight. You know she lives right across the street from me.
Are
she can't get away from me.
Are you kidding?
She lives right across the street.
That is amazing. Oh, my God. That is so cool. Yes, so you make sure you do that for me. And we'll talk again. And it was so fun to have you on this show. We'll get you back
Thank
on.
Thank you.
their progress. All right, Ms. Mavani.
Yes.
Until next
I'll
time,
be in Atlanta soon with a pop-up. I know. I will let you know when the date confirmed date is.
Hot Atlanta. All right, sweetie. Have a great night. All right.
You too. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. That was our show tonight. We had Kiss the Chef, Mavani Young. She was explaining her business. She was giving you her tips and letting you know that there's going to be a pop-up shop that's coming to Atlanta. All that information will be posted. She does meal prep. You can connect with her on social media. And like I said, we're just here to pour into small businesses to help them do the things that they need to do for their business and connect with them. So that's all we have for tonight, the Dumping Grounds family. Until next Tuesday, I have another small business owner who's going to be on the show. She's going to come in and talk about her business. Again, this is super exciting for us to keep pouring into our small business and local businesses. Thank you and have a great night.